Merci, mes amis.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Torn between nationalist trends in the United States and Britain, battered by terrorist attacks and waves of anger from Central and Eastern Europe about security and immigration, the nation of France signified its importance in the world community by defying a global trend. It's Macron over Le Pen. Thanks so much for listening. And those cheers of celebration you're hearing in France, there was also a thank you from Emmanuel Macron, now the youngest French president in history. He's 39. By a wide margin, the French people rejected Marine Le Pen's anti-immigrant, anti-Europe National Front stance. Is this a mandate for President Macron or just an emotional and tactical vote to keep Le Pen out of office? And can France claim a leadership role in Europe, setting the course for Europe for the first time since World War II? James McCauley, correspondent for The Washington Post, is in Paris and says a political trend may have reached high tide and is set to recede.
I think the meaning of this election immediately is that this so-called populist wave that we have all been talking about so much since the Brexit vote in Britain last June and the surprise victory of now President Donald Trump last November seems to have come to a halt with France. Now, of course, there were the respective elections in both Austria and the Netherlands that suggested already that in continental Europe, as opposed to the Anglo-American political sphere, that the populist tide was already sort of receding. But this vote suggests that for the time being, populism may be receding in Europe. And this election is not just about France. It's about the European Union, whether or not France would and should remain a member of the now 27-state bloc was always a sort of central question in the debate up through the final round of the vote. So the stakes were very high, and they were pan-European in a sense.
The French are extraordinarily demonstrative in political moments like these. What was it like on the streets of Paris?
Last night in Paris was truly electric. The enthusiasm was palpable. There were thousands and thousands of people gathered outside the Louvre Museum, where now President-elect Emmanuel Macron delivered his acceptance speech to crowds waving French flags, European flags. And, you know, what was really interesting was that when Macron arrived on the scene, he walked in to the sound of the European Union's anthem, not the French anthem, La Marseillaise, the French national anthem. So that tells you again what this election meant to so many.
Is that to say that the nationalist movement in France is paused and that it lives to fight another day? Because the Marseillaise is, of course, a very powerful notion in France, and it's not going anywhere.
You know, as you say, the reality is that 33.9% of voters nevertheless did support Marine Le Pen and the Front National, a significantly larger margin than her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, won when he was in the final round of the election in 2002. So clearly the party has risen in its sort of public esteem, and it's reached, it clearly reached more voters than before. But at the same time, I think the results suggest France does not seem to be a country where a party with a past such as the past that the National Front has can so easily come to power. And I think it's really in this case a question of history. You know, I think that on certain levels, you can say that now President Donald Trump's campaign was sort of ahistorical. You know, it was a new phenomenon. He was a sort of an outsider candidate from the established Republican infrastructure from the beginning. Whereas, you know, the National Front has been in public life for four decades, rooted in a sort of very long and some would say very dark chapter in French history. And so it has a lot of baggage that other populist movements don't necessarily carry. And I think that for many people was a deciding factor in the end.
Is Macron a leader, or does he simply represent this majority vote? And does he have an individual vision that's likely to extend beyond this term of office? And is the National Front capable of forming a coalition now? In other words, does this election defang it and it could actually combine with other parties and actually rule in another way?
Okay, so I'll answer the first one first about Macron's vision. I mean, I think his message is very very powerful to a large number of people here. I mean, yes, it's true that many voted for Macron not so much out of agreement with his proposals, out of just sort of an attempt to thwart Marine Le Pen from winning the presidency. That is certainly true. And you know, in Paris last night at the rally, you know, so many gathered in front of the Louvre just said that they were relieved. Not necessarily that they were excited. So that is true. But at the same time, you know, I think Macron, what he promises to many is that the status quo, as it has been since 1958, the establishment of the Fifth Republic, the constitution that has sort of run France ever since, that there can be a new kind of political vibration that gains traction and then that conceivably could blend activity on both sides of this sort of age-old partisan aisle. Now, whether that works is anybody's guess. We'll have to wait with particular attention this year, especially for the legislative elections, which follow in June, to see whether Macron can actually get a coalition behind him. And then with regard to the question about the National Front, whether this has sort of defanged the party, just legislatively, for instance, you know, there are 577 members of the French National Assembly, the French Parliament, and at present, the National Front has two members. So it's not a huge force to be reckoned with, you know, in that strict sense. Given the result, I mean, I don't think there's any indication at the moment that there would be a sort of a tidal wave of FN candidates rising to the top in those elections. But again, we'll see.
James McCauley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
James McCauley is Paris correspondent for The Washington Post.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.